when the prodigal comes home. Rehearsing words to beg him for forgiveness. Then down the road you saw him in the distance. As he ran to meet you face to face and wrapped you in his strong embrace, the acceptance in his eyes made you finally realize.
Quartet here on Sounds of Praise, and When the Prodigal Comes Home. And this is the blessing that is received when every stray son and daughter of God comes to the Father. Rachel Lamper, blessed here on Sounds of Praise.
I may never climb a mountain so I can see the world from there. I may never ride the waves and taste the salty ocean air, or build a bridge that will last 100 years. But no matter where the road leads, one thing is always clear. I am blessed, I am blessed. From when I rise up in the morning till I lay my head to rest, I feel you near me. You soothe me when I'm weary. Oh Lord, for all the worst and all the best, I found the sun.
7 minutes past the hour of 6 a.m. I can't hold it any longer. Next Sunday, Lord willing, we are going to bring you part two of Keeps on Blessing Me. Hopefully, you enjoyed part one. If you didn't, we got another program of tremendous blessing songs coming to you next Sunday, Lord willing. So you pray for us that we might be able to get it on the air, and it will accomplish the perfect will of God in each and every listener. 8 minutes past the hour of 6 a.m., we just heard Rachel Lampa and Blessed, and this is Micah Stampley and Call of Love here on Sounds of Praise.
For the broken and the shame, let my heart burn like a flame. Let me be the conduit of perfect love, guided by compassion's face, drawn by love for the human race. Till I'm open to my purpose, let justice reign. Let my heart be open to the call of love, so I'm not so self-consumed in my own world. And let my voice speak for the helpless little child who is hiding and in silence
vision, a brand new revelation. A change is gonna come. There's a fire burning, burning and refining. Hearts who are desiring the glory of the Lord. Can you hear the sound? Hey, His Spirit calling out.
Thank you. this worship, find your heart, and you will bless.
Important time here on Sounds of Praise. Yes, you surrender all to God, He will receive you and make you His child, cleanse you from all your past sin, strengthen you by His Spirit and through the Word, so you might live a life that's going to be pleasing in His sight and will bring others to the truth that salvation is available to all through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. In the background, we have Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, Israel Houghton, and Come As You Are. Yes, we invite you to come to the salvation gift of God that He has prepared for you before the foundations of the world were made. He knew you, and therefore He knew that you would need the gift that He alone can provide to make you His child and strengthen you to live a life that will point others to the reality of the salvation gift that you have. If you'd like that to take place in your life today, you want that assurance that Jesus Christ alone can give, I'd like you to pray this prayer. Repeat these words after me to God as a prayer. And if you mean what the words are saying, God will bring His salvation alive within your life this very moment, this very day. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I no longer want to live on the outside of your benefits and your blessings. Don't want to live with the uncertainty of not knowing that when I breathe my last breath, whether I'm going to see you in heaven or not. So I'm coming today, yielding myself to you and to your control, asking you to fill my life by your Holy Spirit. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness of the past, and empower me by your word and through your spirit to live a life that's going to be pleasing in your sight and will point others to reality of your salvation gift in my life. I thank you for all you're going to accomplish, and I pray, O Lord, that my life might be a source of benefit and blessing to others as the light of your salvation gospel shines out from my life into a dark and evil world, is my prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. If you pray that prayer, or if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it. And if you've done that, I want to know about it, because that's the material I want to send to you free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those giving their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. And you can receive by calling me while I'm on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just say, I gave my life to the Lord, I want that material, and it's yours for the asking. And there's another opportunity, if you want to, you can write to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. But please, don't put off for some other day what you need to do today. Some other day is not promised to anyone. Give it to him. Give him your all.
Your yesterday. Your guilt and shame. Let it all go. Let it all go now. Surrender. Lift your hand.
Oh.
we pray that you have come to the salvation gift of Almighty God. And if so, please contact us so we can continue to pray for you and send you some material to help you know what to do now that you've given your life to Him. And you don't have to worry about us pressuring you to join our church, although you need to let God guide and direct you as to what church you should become a part of. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced or sell your name and address for some of the group's mailing lists. We ain't going to do any of those things. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. The number again, while I'm on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Or you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. Like I said, we'll send the material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. 6:30 is the Sounds of Praise time. A lot of people don't come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ because they say, I don't know if I can maintain that kind of lifestyle. You know what the answer is? No, you can't maintain that kind of lifestyle. Neither can I. Neither can anyone else. But God in us will allow us to continue to live a life that will be pleasing in His sight. And as the days and the weeks go by, you'll be able to say, you know, I won't go back. I have nothing to go back to. I am going to live a life continually through the strength of Jesus Christ. William McDowell from the album Arise, and this is I Won't Go Back, one of my all-time favorites here on Sounds of Praise.
forgiven.
My past
is over.
It's over.
Say right now.
Right now is the
today.
Today is the
I've been changed.
I've been changed.
can't go back to the way it used to be. For your presence came and changed. Come on, lift up your hands and say, I won't go. Say,
it's 6:43 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. And this is the Sunday, September 22nd, 2019 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we played a lot of songs. Let's go back. We heard the tribute quartet with When the Prodigal Comes Home. Rachel Lampa with Blessed. Micah Stampley followed with Call of Love. Phyllis Craig and Dean with These Bones. Fred Hammond, Brian Courtney Wilson, Eric Robeson, and Dave Hollister with My Heart Is Yours. Pastor Donnie McClurkin and Pastor Marvin Sapp and Israel Houghton invite you to come as you are. We pray that you have come to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior. And if so, please contact us, 1-855-915-WMFO, or call us at 781-648-5158, or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156, or you can email me at Darnley, DarnleyVB at Verizon.net, because we have some material we want to send to you. It's free of charge, no further obligation on your part. It's to help you know what to do now that you've given your life to Jesus Christ. And we concluded the set with William McDowell, one of my all-time favorites, and I Won't Go Back. Nothing to go back to once you've experienced the goodness and the mercy and the love and the blessings and the victory and the strength and the anointing and the joy and the peace. And I could go on and on and on. Of the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. No, you don't want to go back. You won't want to go back. Okay, 6:45 is the Sounds of Praise time. I want to announce again, next Sunday, Lord willing, we're going to bring you part two of He Continues to Bless Me. That program has received a lot of favorable response. And so we're going to bring you part two. A lot more music talking about the blessings of Almighty God. So stay tuned for that, Lord willing, and invite you to pray that we'll be able to complete it, produce it, and bring it to you next Sunday morning. Okay. We are planning to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to be able to pray for you or pray for someone else. But here again, you got to go to that phone and give me a call, so we can know what to do as far as praying for you and praising God with you. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Richard Smallwood, Vision and Big Dog. And he promised me grace, and he's never going to renege on his promise.
Big Dog is here, hanging with Punk Smallwood, no fear. Hey, we believers in here, cause His grace covers us, keeps looking out for us. Yeah.
God's word is real to grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youth will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They'll soar high on wings like eagles. They'll run and not grow weary. They'll walk and not faint.